Good morning. And we spoke about the Chiyuv of Kisei HaRosh. Let's clarify one more point, one or two more points, regards to, we know that a woman who's married is Mechiyuv to cover her hair, and a girl who is not married is not Chiyuv to cover her hair. However, both, what about a situation, a woman who's been married and now she is an Amona or a Grusha? What is her chiyuv in regards to covering her hair? And what about a woman who is not a full ashesish yet, she's only an arusa, so she's had kedushin, but she hasn't had nesuin, as her chiyuv to cover her hair? What about a woman, a girl who's a penuya, what about her covering her hair? So we know that the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Siman Ayin Hei Sepeis, regards to Kriya Shema, he says, Sar shel isha shadarka l'chasoysoi osolikros kenegdoi, the hair of a woman who's married, because her derech is to cover it, therefore there's an issue of saying Kriya Shema in his presence. Psulois, where the derech is, that they go with their hair loose, uncovered, mutter, therefore you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in their presence. And we understand that the derech that they go like that is not against the halacha. They're allowed to go like that, but it's appropriate that they can go like that. So what they're doing is, number one, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that it's mutter for pnuyos to go with their hair uncovered, and therefore there's no issue of saying Kriya Shema in his presence. The Rambam seems to say not like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah Perek Chaval of Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says Lo Yahalku Benos Yisrael Purei Rosh B'Shuk. Benos Yisrael cannot go Purei Rosh. Achas penuya v'achas eshezish, and this applies both to a penuya and to an eshezish. According to the Rambam, even a girl who's a penuya, a woman who's not married, should not go with her hair perua, her hair being in some form of being totally loose, not covered, not held together, etc. So arguably that the Rambam is not like the Shulchan Aruch. The source for the Rambam is the Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis, which we mentioned before, which is the source which says that the halacha of covering one's hair is the Raisa. The one who says it, Rabbi Shmuel, who says it, brings the pasuk that the Torah is Rosh Isha. The Gemara continues, and therefore it's Mikan Rabbi Shmuel, Shalom, the language of the Gemara, so that the Benos Yisrael should not go Pnei Rosh. So the Gra says on this Rambam that the source of the Rambam is this Gemara. The Gemara does not say to an Isha, which we would be referring to an Isha Zish. It says the Mikan the Benos Yisrael should not go Pnei Rosh. That all Benos Yisrael should not go Pnei Rosh. That's the Rambam. Now the problem is that both the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, which over here in Aruch Chaim, Siman Ayin Hei, do say that the Derech of Psulis is to go Priyei Rosh, both of them, in Eben Ezer, Siman Chaf Aleph, quote the language of the Rambam, that Benos Yisrael should not go Priyei Rosh B'Shuk, Achas Pnuya V'Achas Eshezish, whether it's a Pnuya or an Eshezish. So we seem to have a steer on the Shulchan Aruch, that here he's saying that a girl who's a psula is allowed to go Purei Rosh with her hair loose. And in Eben Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch says that, quotes the language of the Rambam, that Benos Yisrael should not go Purei Rosh B'Shuk, even Pnyos. So there are multiple approaches to answer this question. The approach of the Prisha and the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer is to say that the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer are referring to a woman who's an Amana or a Grusha. So we have a situation where she's not married, but she had been married, so then she has a chiyuv to go with her hair covered. Whereas what the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim is talking about is girls who've never been married, they do not have a chiyuv to cover their hair. That's one approach to answer this theorem. The Magen Avraham approaches it by saying that even girls which are penuyos should not go with their hair of being loose. And this is the source of the minig that some kehillas have, that even girls which are single do not let their hair loose. They tie their hair into ponytails. So their hair is not loose. It's not perua. It's not covered, but it's not perua. So we're differentiating between the chiyuv of kisui, which is unique to a woman who's married, to a chiyuv that shouldn't be perua, which applies to according to this, to all women. Seemingly according to the Magen Avraham, we could argue the other way around, that the chiyuv to cover one's hair is unique to a woman who's married, and that for a woman who is a grusha or an almana, according to the Magen Avraham, does not have a chiyuv to have her hair covered. Her chiyuv is that her hair should be tied. According to the approach of the Beis Shmuel and the Bach and the Chalchus Mechokik have this approach as well. A girl who's a penuyah, never been married, has no chiyuv to cover their hair or to tie their hair. And a woman who's an amana or a grusha has a chiyuv to cover their hair. So we seem to have this Mechokik. I'd like to clarify a few more points about this Beis Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.